This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49+. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow.
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC championship winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Flea flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin into his hands. And guess which dogs are barking first?
Now with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been lame, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stonewalled.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake. Puntandpass.com. The number one destination for all things college football. Well, Christmas has come and gone. I hope everybody had an awesome holiday. Now, it could be what some would call the best week of the year. It's that no man's land in between Christmas and New Year. Specifically this year, Jake, with Christmas and New Year's Day both falling on a Monday, I feel like I don't even know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I don't even know what month it is. And this is the first day. We're recording this on the 26th, the day after Christmas. I see a lot of football. I see a lot of prize picks. I see a lot of food and maybe an occasional midday cocktail in my future because no emails are coming through. The phone's not ringing. This is it. Like, this is where, you know, you separate the men from the boys on how do you wrap up the calendar year.
No, I think you got it exactly right. It doesn't matter what day it is. Just turn the TV on. Yep. You're really not. And if you are working, you're really not working. You know what I mean? It's you're working in air quotes here. Just turn the TV on, grab you whatever you're sipping on, and just turn on the TV because the game's going to be on. It's going to be a good game. This is kind of what it all comes down to, college football. And just have fun and just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. If you are working, you're in air quotes working. I've heard from both sides. You know, you see a lot of people start taking their trips. They're out for, you know, 10 days. They're going overseas. They're doing what they usually do after Christmas. They ring in the new year in a special way. But then there are some others that would make the argument that you don't want to take your paid off time this week. Why? Because you can go into the office and nobody's doing anything. So they're essentially saying you get paid to kind of chill. You're stepping in for everybody that do take their paid time off, that are cashing in those coupons to take those holiday vacations, and you're checking into work and the phone's not ringing as much, not a lot of emails, not a lot of very important meetings. Now, this is just what I've heard, but I could pick up what people are putting down when they say this is not a bad week to clock in, be the savior over the holiday week because there's really not much stress or not much to do. So food for thought there.
Yeah, no. I really like that food for thought. It's a great idea. Personally, I think I would be a lot more in that category because, like you said, just come in. It's easy. Nobody's there.
Maybe sneak out a little early.
Free paycheck.
Maybe take a 2-beer lunch. You know, like, hey, I'm not saying that from experience. I'm just thinking if I were in that situation, that's maybe what I would do. Jake, you said that'd be a great idea. Another great idea to wrap up 2023 the best way possible would be to swing by Solomon Brothers. That's right. This episode of Punt and Pass is presented to you by Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelers. That's right. We know that if you went to Solomon Brothers for your holiday shopping, you, of course, were the savior of your Christmas and holiday celebrations. They've got three amazing locations. Now, of course, one in Buckhead, 17th floor, Tower Place. One in Alpharetta, just past Diablo, and a new location just opened south of Atlanta in Peachtree City. When you head into one of those stores and you mention the Punt and Pass podcast or myself or Jake, you can get 10% off your jewelry purchase. Salomon Brothers has the lowest prices on the highest quality jewelry and diamonds, guaranteed. Check them out on social media at Salomon Brothers. SalomonBrothers.com. Amazing jewelry, custom designs, great watches for the guys as well. And again, if you're bouncing around, you pop in there. They've got a full bar. They've got TVs for the guys. You can watch some football. Your partner can get some shopping done. You can win all day long at Salomon Brothers. You know who else has been winning, even though there has not been a game recently? Jake, that'd be the Georgia Bulldogs. They are what some would say taking advantage of the transfer portal. They got one very big transfer. I believe this news came down on Christmas Eve. Trevor Etienne, the leading rusher from the rival Florida Gators, entered the transfer portal. It was kind of expected that him and Georgia would have a conversation when he did make it official that he entered the transfer portal. And on Christmas Eve, he commits to the University of Georgia. Etienne had 753 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns just this last year. He split carries with Montrell Johnson in the Gators' backfield. He's explosive out of the backfield. He's a great threat receiving the ball. And he's also had some experience on special teams in the return game as well. So Kirby Smart going into the portal, getting a proven SEC player to step in to the running back room at Georgia. Because remember, next year, no Dejan Edwards, no Kendall Milton. Those guys are both seniors.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is a huge win-win for the team, because not only is it a win because they get a dynamic player, but they also steal a player from one of their SEC East rivals. Got to win the East before you can get to the SEC championship and move on to bigger and better things, like the standard is for the Georgia Bulldogs. And I think this is a really good football player, man. I think he's dynamic. Yeah. I think he can do it all. You know, you mentioned returning and all that good stuff. So I think this is going to do some great things for the Georgia offense and just kind of continue that momentum that they've been building on during the second half of the season.
Yeah, he even had to tweet out, like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure he got boatloads of hate from the Florida faithful, as you probably would come to expect. College football fans, very visceral, very tied in, emotional, especially for their specific schools that they're fans of. You're a Florida Gator, you go to the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, that's crossing over to the dark side, vice versa, whichever way you go. And he tweeted out, like, hey, please respect my decision. I'm just trying to do what's best for me. I'm trying to better my own personal situation. My question is, you know, and I know you've been out for 4 years now. What do you think that dynamic is? I mean, coming from such a hated rival, I would assume that a lot of these guys maybe played high school ball against each other. Or they were recruited against one another. The recruiting game just doesn't stop. We've touched on that in years past, but just stepping into the Georgia football facility now, when you've been a really good playmaker at Florida over the past couple of years, that's got to be kind of weird, no?
Yeah, definitely a little bit. But I think there's so much carryover that we miss from an outsider of how much time they spend together as recruits, going to these camps. Like, these guys build relationships. The good players that go around and are out and about, like, they build a good relationship with each other, because you never know where you're going to end up, right? I think coming into the locker room, I think there'll be a certain amount of respect that's given.
Yeah, of course.
But there will also be a certain amount of respect that needs to be earned as well, that comes through all the winter conditioning, winter workouts, and spring ball, so to speak. So I think everybody in the locker room knows he's a really good player because they saw him and they played against him. But he's also coming to play with arguably the best in the country, and he's going to have to show up and earn a starting job on the team.
So do you think Del McGee and Kirby Smart, when they're recruiting him in the portal, they're saying you're going to step in and be a big-time contributor day one? They're certainly not telling him you're going to be the starter, but he's not walking onto campus like a freshman with no experience. I mean, even the guys in the running back room know this guy can get it done against the best defenses in the country.
Yeah, so I see – I'm comparing it to NFL free agency, right? Like, you know it too. Like, when you would go and you sign a vet, the vet is
going to contract.
Yeah, like, the vet's going to contribute to the team, right? And so he's going to contribute, whether or not the language, just from my experience, like the language that they use in recruiting from Kirby, so to speak, is not, hey, you're the starter, you have the starting job, but it's, hey, you're going to come and compete. Like you said, you're going to contribute to the offense often and early. And so I think he has an idea that he's going to be on the field a good bit, and I don't think he would be coming if he didn't think himself that he's going to be on the field quite a bit.
Yeah, and situationally, like we just said, Dejan Edwards and Kendall Milton, they're gone. Obviously, Broderick Robinson had that bad knee injury before the season, so he's going to be kind of right around that game-time decision 12 months out trying to get back for 2024. So Trevor Etienne making the switch coming to Athens, you would think he's going to get a lot of touches for the Dogs in 2024. Another big pickup in the portal for Georgia, a position where Kirby is really focused at within the transfer portal. The Dogs get Colby Young, wide receiver from the U, Miami. He commits to Georgia. That's the second receiver that Kirby Smart and the coaching staff at Georgia have gotten out of the transfer portal. The other is London Humphreys from Vanderbilt. Remember, first couple of plays of the game against Vanderbilt, I believe it was like a 65 or 70-yard touchdown reception. That was London Humphreys. But Colby Young from Miami, the past two seasons, 939 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns for the Canes. So Kirby gets two more proven veteran wide receivers. Marcus Roseme Jackson, he's going to be gone. Ladd McConkey, he's probably maybe going to be gone. Brock Bowers, you know, everybody expects him to probably be gone as well. So there will need to be some fresh blood, some new playmakers at the skilled positions for Georgia. And you would have to think Colby Young saw that opportunity too and said, hey, I can get this done, especially with Carson Beck coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. Having Carson there at the helm really changes things and does a lot for receivers coming in and gives them a lot of confidence that they're going to have the opportunity to go out and make plays and improve their draft position going forward. Also want to add, man, the receiver position is a position that they've really hit on and done well in the transfer portal. You know, when I was playing, Javon Wims and Lawrence Cager, two guys that really contributed a lot to the offense.
Where'd Javon come from? I didn't know he transferred.
Yeah, Javon played at a JUCO, I believe, he got to us. So, I mean, like, if without those two guys, I don't know what our offense looked like. Like, they were big-time playmakers for us. And then, obviously, Ra Ra and Dominic Lovett that came out of the transfer portal this past year. So, man, Kirby's hitting on the receivers in the transfer portal, and they just keep showing up time and time again up on Saturdays.
Javon Wims from Hinds Junior College in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And who's the other one? Lawrence Cager, who I believe is still in the NFL.
Yeah. He's playing tight end now for the New York Giants, and Cage came from Miami.
That's right. Awesome. So second receiver from Miami to transfer to Georgia with Kirby Smart as head coach. So look, those guys, again, a proven guy, 10 touchdowns in his career, been playing down there, and Tyler Van Dyke is transferring out of Miami, so he said, hey, I'm going to go look for greener pastures, and he's heading to Athens. Must be a pretty sweet feeling, like, getting into the transfer portal. I'm not sure what the portal looks like, what kind of food they serve in the portal, how nice the receptionist is in the portal, but when a school like Georgia calls you, it's like, hey, come take a visit, that must be pretty sweet. Yeah, any top-tier school, Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, any top-tier school, Texas, that'd be pretty cool. Be like, yeah, let me go see what's on the other side. And then, of course, finding the right spot for you. So Colby Young, Trevor Etienne, London Humphreys, all transferring to the Dogs. Some good, welcomed holiday news for Georgia fans as they get ready for the Orange Bowl against Florida State. Speaking of Florida State, next news that broke over the holiday. This one broke on Christmas Day, which I found to be very interesting. Florida State quarterback Tate Rodemaker in the transfer portal. He will not be suiting up for the Seminoles in the Orange Bowl. This was a real head-scratcher to me. Of course, Tate Rodemaker stepped in for Jordan Travis, finished up the last couple of games. The Seminoles won the ACC. They finished the year undefeated. Rodemaker was hurt in the ACC championship game. Third stringer, his name is escaping me right now, Blake something, I'll get it here in just a second, stepped in and finished up that game for the Seminoles. But no more Tate Rodemaker. No Tate Rodemaker for Florida State in the Orange Bowl. They are going to be trotting out an absolute skeleton crew against Georgia. No Trey Benson, their star running back. No Johnny Wilson, their star receiver. No Tate Rodemaker, so the third stringer is going to have to play. Jake, I don't even know what to think. The line has moved up to 16.5. Reports out of Athens are saying the Dogs are practicing with their hair on fire. Kirby wants to definitely make a statement. But what's Rodemaker doing? You can't play one more game. What are we even doing here? He's the starter.
I mean, you're the starter for this game, an opportunity to be the starter going into next year. Like, Jordan Travis is done. His college eligibility is done. He is going to the NFL. So I don't know, man. I'm going to have to send some feelers out to my folks down in Valdosta to get it figured out where he's from. So I don't know. I'd love to know. I feel like he's got a pretty good gig down there and a good opportunity going into next year. But I think they're going to have to have some tryouts to fill this team and fill this roster for this bowl game.
So the third-string quarterback is freshman Brock Glenn. Brock Glenn threw for 55 yards against Louisville in the ACC championship game. So I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. No Trey Benson, no Johnny Wilson, no Tate Rodemaker, no Jared Verse, who's their top edge rusher on the defensive line, and more. There's more people that won't be playing. I just haven't written them all down. I kind of feel bad for Florida State. Is that a bad statement? I feel bad for Florida State. They should be in the college football playoff.
Yeah, they definitely should be. I feel bad for their coach. I feel like this could be a bloodbath early and quick, and this could just get out of hand. But I do just want to say, you got to give Kirby some flowers and some props as well. Just the culture that he's built.
Yep.
Even though he's not playing in what they thought they should be in the college football playoff, he still has dudes that want to show up and go to work and play. So that's huge. That's a big testament to what they got going on there. This could be a very ugly football game.
Florida State tight end Jaheim Bell and defensive tackle Fabian Lovett are entering the draft. They have not clarified if they will play in the bowl game or not. I would have to guess that they will not be playing in the bowl game. Head coach Mike Norvell, quote, "This is about the players that are here and the work that they put in. I'm grateful for every player that we have." Well, you better be grateful because you don't have many left, which is absolutely insane. And to your point, Jordan Travis is moving on after the season. Mike Norvell has been reportedly pursuing Cam Ward and DJ Uiagalelei in the transfer portal. He has not gotten a commitment yet from a transfer quarterback. So maybe that is the news that pushed Tate Rodemaker to get into the portal himself. But just on Christmas Day, dropping that bomb. Hey, guys, I'm done. I'm going to get in the portal. Good luck in the Orange Bowl against Georgia. That is an interesting piece of news to read on Christmas Day. So 16.5 points right now. I believe the total is 44.5. You said it. You feel like it's an early get in, get out. That kind of line, though, always, you know, Kirby doesn't really squash teams when the line is around 17. Could a lot of young guys get some burn? We'll give that preview later on this week, okay? We will be previewing the Orange Bowl, the New Year's Six games, and, of course, the college football playoff. But right now we're just giving you news and notes. A little bit more news. Out of the transfer portal and committing is the former number one defensive tackle recruit, five-star Walter Nolan. Georgia was pursuing him. He chooses Ole Miss, and Ole Miss has been highly active in the transfer portal. So Walter Nolan, a big get for the Rebels, former five-star defensive tackle from Texas A&M. Lane Kiffin kind of pushing all of his chips into the middle of the table, Jake. He's looking at 2024 saying this could be a great year for Ole Miss to maybe – possibly fight for an SEC championship game. No more divisions next year. Top two teams go to the SEC championship.
Yeah, I need to look at their schedule, man. It's finally time for Kiffin to dethrone Saban. Like, I don't know if they play Alabama next year. I'll have to look at the schedule, but it's time. I think he's got to do it. I think it's crunch time for him.
Yeah, it absolutely is crunch time. He's obviously making those moves that would certainly say, this is my opportunity. This is our opportunity to knock off Alabama. And I don't know what their schedule looks like. I do know they play Georgia. Georgia has to go to Oxford next year. be a really good game. And he's obviously beefing up that defense, which they needed help with this year. Of course, Lane Kiffin knows how to scheme up some offense week in and week out. All right, let's turn our attention to bowl week. It is Tuesday afternoon right now. There are bowl games on for the remainder of the day. Tomorrow's schedule looks pretty good. Before we get to that, though, did you see what happened at the end of the 68 Ventures Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, before Christmas? No. South Alabama is singing their alma mater. So they're facing the crowd, the band. They're kind of swaying back and forth. A player from Eastern Michigan runs out of the locker room, I guess, and completely cold cocks a player from South Alabama from behind, starts an all-out brawl on the field. That guy got dragged. I don't know what he was doing, running in and swinging on somebody all by himself in the middle of 40 other guys. That was crazy. And Eastern Michigan's come out, and they've made statements, and they said, you know, we've called the president and the athletic director. We apologize. We're looking into investigate why he would have done this. Seems like every year during bowl season, one of these fights breaks out, but this one was extremely egregious, dude. If you have not seen the video, I would tell everybody just pull up social media or go on Google, type in Eastern Michigan bowl game fight, and you'll be like, what the hell was that dude thinking?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Just lack of discipline. I mean, I don't even know what else to call it. And then the other thing I have, just because I've seen many a football fight in practice, you know, things get heated. But I, Drew, you can attest to this. Why go and fight somebody without your helmet on? Like, that's the most important piece of equipment you wear. If I'm getting in a fight with somebody on a football field, you best believe I'm going to be strapping.
Strapping up. You're tightening up that chin strap, dude. I mean, I could not agree more. Now, I obviously was a punter, so when fights would break out, I would be sitting on the heated bench on the sideline with my coat on. But yeah, you got to protect yourself. And that's the best form of protection you have on the football field. Why you would run in to 40 guys from the opposing team and cold cock this guy and act like nothing bad is going to happen. I mean, what did he think he was going to do? Knock the guy out and then run away. Untouched? That was crazy. I mean, it was truly insane what this guy decided. And he didn't have a helmet on. He got dragged by those 40 plus dudes. So when I saw it, I was like, can you press charges for something like that? I don't want to sound like that kid who, you know, says my dad's a lawyer, but can you press charges for something like that? This guy's just sitting there on the field. Somebody runs 40 yards up on a full sprint and just tries to knock his ass out. I don't know. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if there's, I guess, a time to do that, maybe that's a time to say, hey, maybe I will have to pull that card.
Yeah.
But it definitely looked like his buddies had his back, and I think they got probably the better end of the deal on that one.
No question about it. Crazy fight. You know, if I had to guess, I would assume we probably have another fight coming up throughout Bowl Mania this week. And, of course, New Year's Eve is Sunday. New Year's Day is when we get the college football playoff. Which I'm pretty fired up about. Before that, though, we got some pretty good action starting tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Now, obviously, the Duke's Mayo Bowl in Charlotte, they get a lot of love because they have a lot of mayonnaise-adjacent content throughout the game. Usually, the winning head coach gets dunked from a humongous tub of Duke's Mayo, which is objectively disgusting. But it's North Carolina against West Virginia. Drake May not playing for North Carolina. West Virginia is a 6.5-point favorite. That's the game right there where probably cooking something for dinner, maybe you order out, the game is on, you're watching it, but you're not really tuned in. The next game is the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. This game's at 8 p.m. on Fox Wednesday night. Number 15, Louisville, who lost to Florida State in the ACC Championship game, they're taking on USC. USC, of course, no Caleb Williams. Louisville, a 7-point favorite. And then the night game. I'm tuned in for this game. This is a really good one. The Texas Bowl, 9 p.m. ESPN, Texas A&M against 20th-ranked Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, a 2-point favorite. Two pretty good teams. Former Big 12 versus Big 12 matchup. Obviously, A&M now in the SEC, but it'll be a good game. I'm fired up to watch that one. I want to see what A&M looks like.
Yeah, I do too. I'm definitely interested to watch this A&M-Oklahoma State game. I mean, Oklahoma State was in the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. And they got their ass beat, but they were in there.
They did. They were there. And I just feel like they got kind of a excuse me, a mediocre bowl. And
a Texas bowl.
Yeah, you know, like they're in Texas, that they're not going too far. So I wish they were playing somebody a little bit better. Like I think Louisville and Oklahoma State, in my opinion, would have been a better matchup. I would have loved to tune in for that one. I think Louisville's going to drag USC with no Caleb Williams. And I mean, to me, if Oklahoma State doesn't drag Texas A&M, then there would be issues. So this is my quick thoughts there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Turning to Thursday, we got a top 25 matchup in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. If you've not seen the Pop-Tarts Trophy, have you seen the Pop-Tarts Bowl Trophy yet, Jake Fromm?
No, I have not.
So they have taken the trophies from years past because Pop-Tarts was not the title sponsor. I believe this was the Camping World Bowl. This game is in Orlando, Florida. They melted down the four trophies from the Camping World Bowl. They have created the Pop-Tarts Bowl Trophy. There's a football on top of the trophy, and there's two slots in the football. Yeah. Where you can put Pop-Tarts into the trophy, is actual Pop-Tart holders on the trophy of the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Quick question before I tell you even what teams are playing in this game. When's the last time you had a Pop-Tart?
Ooh, so I can't tell you the last time I've had a Pop-Tart. Now, it's been at least a year, but...
At least a year? Really? Yeah,
if I was
guess longer.
If I was eating a Pop-Tart, it's because I was doing something hunting related.
Yeah,
it had to be duck hunting, where this is my last snack I could possibly pack in my bag, and it was a Pop-Tart. But it's been
what flavor would you go with if you had your pick of the litter on Pop-Tart flavors and you could only choose one? What would you go with?
I'm gonna be honest. I never really ventured far past the basic strawberry flavor of Pop-Tart
with the sprinkles on it, right?
Yeah. Now
my frosted strawberry.
Yep, my brother Tyler, he was all into the s'mores and the chocolate, all that
brown
stuff.
Brown sugar is a good one, too.
I kept it pretty basic, pretty vanilla, because I, you know, Pop-Tart's just full of sugar. You know, it's just not good for you.
Yeah.
And so I tried to steer away as much as I possibly could.
So if the Duke's Mayo Bowl has a lot of mayo-related content, I would hope that the Pop-Tarts Bowl does have a lot of Pop-Tart-related content. I'll tell you this, I couldn't answer when the last time I had a Pop-Tart was, but with three girls under the age of five in my house, you know, you do a road trip here or there, you got to run by Target or Kroger or Publix, pick up some snacks. They have these mini Pop-Tarts now, and they come in little individual bags. So you can essentially pick them out like, I don't know, they're about the size of a quarter. Those are pretty damn good. So just word of the wise, if you're out and about and you have a Pop-Tarts craving, try those mini Pop-Tarts that are sold in individual packets. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Pop-Tarts Bowl, 5:45 on ESPN Thursday afternoon. NC State versus Kansas State. So two top 25 teams. KSU, Kansas State, 2.5-point favorite. I love this game. Thursday night, 14th-ranked Arizona, who finished the season absolutely on fire, taking on 12th-ranked Oklahoma in the Alamo Bowl. Arizona is a 3-point favorite. Of course, Dylan Gabriel, he's transferring, so he will not be playing for Oklahoma. But Noah Fifita, Arizona's quarterback, just lit it up the second half of the season. That is going to be a really, really fun game to watch.
Yeah, I think so too, man. I think he'll light it up, and I think Arizona's hot and they're rolling.
Friday, more good games. This is when, you know, look, if you make it to Friday this week, you know, God bless you. You're still standing. Because, again, you're going to wake up. You won't know what time it is. You won't know what day it is. Is it still 2023? What am I doing with my life? Noon, Clemson, Kentucky. 2 p.m., Oregon State, Notre Dame. And then 8 p.m. Friday night. I think this can be a really good game. Number 9, Mizzou against number 7, Ohio State. That's the Cotton Bowl. That's going to be a fun one to watch. I can't wait. So, look, it's bowl week. It's bowl mania. It's the best time of year. I really do think this week, It's no man's land, Jake. It's no man's land. You guys, though, the Washington Commanders, you'll be locked in, though. You're hosting the San Francisco 49ers.
Yep, we'll be locked in. Got a big game with the 49ers coming into town. Got two home games to finish up the season. So, yep. Obviously, we wish we had the ability to be playing for the playoffs. But, man, we're going to show up and try to get it done and try to ruin the season of the 49ers or the Cowboys. So, it'll be fun for us. And got to go and show up to work, baby.
Got to finish the season strong, no doubt about it. Special shout out to Solomon Brothers Jewelers for presenting this episode of Punt and Pass. Head on over to Solomon Brothers. Three amazing locations for you to check out. One in Buckhead, 17th floor, Tower Place. One in Alpharetta, just past the Avalon, and a brand new location south of the city in Peachtree City. Head into Solomon Brothers and mention Punt and Pass, or mention myself or Jake. You can get 10% off your jewelry purchase. Solomon Brothers has the biggest selection, the best quality, the lowest prices, and an in-store experience that is totally unmatched. Look what Jake's doing. He's checking out the watch selections on SolomonBrothers.com right now. If you got a little extra change in your pocket after the holiday season, it's the perfect place to spend it. Again, mention Punt and Pass. You can get off up to 10% off your jewelry purchase. At Solomon Brothers on Instagram and Twitter, SolomonBrothers.com. We are at Punt and Pass on social media. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake, puntandpass.com. Jake, anything on the way out, my man?
No, man. Looking forward to these games, and obviously looking forward to college football playoff games as well.
Yeah, we'll have a great preview coming up for you later on this week. We'll touch on the New Year's Six games, of course, the Orange Bowl, and the college football playoff semifinals, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. It's going to be a great one, so keep it locked in right here. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you on Thursday. See ya.
We out.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.